We are joined in the media center with Jeg Coughlin, who is the number one qualifier in pro stock at Texas Motorplex tonight, with a pass of 6.509 seconds at 211.41 miles per hour. So, Jeg, you've had back-to-back number one qualifiers at this event, and you also made your debut here in 1997. So does this track have kind of a significance for you?
No question. As a kid growing up in the sport of drag racing here, Billy Meyer created the first all-concrete drag strip, and he was always a hero as a kid growing up. I'd tug on his shirt looking for free T-shirts when I was like 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, and he was always great to my brothers and I, and naturally our family. But no, it feels great. We've had kind of some unique weather conditions, transition from Friday to Friday evening through Saturday, and we're supposed to start off kind of a cool day tomorrow, earlier in the day, a little bit higher atmospheric pressure, a little more barometer, so the pro stock cars are going to be pretty quick round one, and then the heat is supposed to set in pretty quick, if you can go off the forecast, but which are typically pretty close. So at any rate, it feels great to be number one here. The place has always been special. It's great to have our name on the bricks down here that maybe used to be there. I don't know where they're at, but it's great to be here. And, we've got three races left in the countdown, and, we were number one in three of the four sessions and number two the other session to Erica. So Team Elite is looking really, really strong. And tomorrow's game day. That's what we come for, and really looking forward to hitting the track tomorrow.
We'll pause for 1 second before I.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Fry.
Okay, so. So, Jeg, this is actually kind of a significant moment for your family, because you and your nephew, Troy Coughlin Jr., are both qualified number one in your respective categories, you in pro stock and he in top alcohol dragster. And this is the first time that you and Troy Jr. have ever qualified number one at the same event. So tell me about how that is, and just, what a rich history your family does have in this sport.
Well, we definitely been around the sport for a long, long time, naturally, with my father, Jeg, starting in the 60s, racing and competing and flowing into the second generation, and as you mentioned, Troy Jr. into the third generation. So, both of us to qualify in the pole, he's had one round of competition already and advanced, and has a second round coming up yet this evening. So I'll be on the start line cheering him on, see if we can get him into Sunday and into the semifinals in their case. But whole McPhillips team, they've been on fire. They sewed up the region in alcohol dragster, and had an outside shot at the national championship, and that door was closed by Megan Meyer. So big congrats to them. But feels great to both be on the pole, and see if we can both do something with it. That's the key, is game day on Sunday.
Great. Any other questions for the media?
I don't think so. You got Mr. 200 coming up next. I see. Eating a cookie.